is indeed a sad development this year. Zimbabwe has been deregistered by that audit unit because this is what gives the integrity of the airline to fly and be accepted in all other countries, including just flying home, because it gives that guarantee and independent, you know, assessment that at least it meets the minimum requirements for it to be accepted as an international airline. The challenges of Air Zimbabwe now date back to, you know, more than 10 years ago. I think in terms of basically, to me, the major reasons are number one, poor governance; number two, excessive interference from parent ministries; number three, lack of capitalization; number four, old equipment that is no longer competitive on the international market; the leadership skills also at the Air Zimbabwe, which are impacted obviously by some of the things that I've mentioned, but they are also to a certain extent, I think, you know, to blame in terms of the state of the airline and where it is at the present moment. Hence the recommendation by business that the sooner we allow other private airlines to ply all these domestic routes, the better, so that at least we get service being provided other than also getting the competition.